the car that you can get a ride to and from the airport in.
Limousine?
Limousine, and is that the same thing as a sedan? Is that the same kind
of car? Yeah, it's a bigger car. It's a longer, more like a station wagon, but it isn't. It just has wider seats. They can haul 6, 8, 10 people.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what do you call a small delivery truck that has a closed
panel truck?
Closed area on it. Okay, and if that's open, if the back of it's open for a load, what do you call that?
Truck?
Well, you see them around town all down there. Getting to be more and more popular, I think. Sometimes people have them on farms, which is a small truck with the back of it open up. It doesn't ever have any covering over it. You know what you call that?
I know, but I can't place it.
Okay. Okay, and what all kind of public transportation do they have here now? Here in Little Rock.
Motor buses.
And that's all?
That's all.
That's all they got?
And taxi cabs, I don't really.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you call the area in the front of the car there where your speedometer and your other
dashboards
are located? Okay. What all does the dashboard have on it?
Well, signal lights, speedometer, turn signals, automatic shift, indicator.
Okay. What do you call a little area on the right side of the dash where you has a latch and you can put things inside of it?
Glove compartment.
Okay. You wonder why they call it a glove compartment. Nobody keeps their gloves in there.
No.
Huh?
Or shoes.
Yeah. Okay, what if you had several maps or other things to keep together? You'd use a little something to stretch around it to hold them together. What do you call that?
Rubber band.
Okay. But if you had a couple of sheets of paper and you wanted to keep that together, what might you put on the top
paper clip
to keep them together? Okay. Where do you usually keep a spare tire in a car?
The trunk of the car.
All right. Okay, when you want a car to speed up, what do you push?
Yeah, step on the accelerator.
On the floor of the car.
Okay. Floor of the car, yes, the accelerator.
Okay. In a car without automatic transmission, how do you shift the gears?
You can't.
In a car without automatic transmission?
Without automatic?
Yeah.
You can, but you can't do it on automatic. See, when you are.
Well, in the older kinds of cars, what do you call the instrument
shift
that you use to
hand shift
to change the
floor shift?
Okay. Were there any differences between those? Any different kinds of shifts? Or were they just all called?
Well, the manual shift is a floor shift.
Yeah.
And automatic shifts on the steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to select where you want to drive, or back up, or reverse.
Mm-hmm.